Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Learning from the Word of God how to cast our care, our stress, our strain upon Him. Therefore, we do not have to carry it, but for us.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Keeping Stress from Becoming Distress.
You know, we live in very trying times. We live in very stressful times. I hear people saying all the time that, you know, they're under stress. How many of you have ever just said to somebody, just maybe recently, I'm stressed out? Huh? How many of you have been under stress in the last few months? The times we live in is very stressful. And as I was thinking about those things, I began to think about stress and how to overcome it. Stress and how to overcome it. Now, you're not going to overcome it because of your education. You're not going to overcome it actually by taking time off. Now that helps. But the minute you come back to your job or to whatever it is, the stress is there. All that is a stopgap, a band-aid to help you to be able to continue to cope with life. Because if you stay there long, pressure will finally get you. So you get out from it for a moment, take a vacation, take a day off, but it's right there when you come back. I know I can leave town, and the minute I get on the airplane, I feel like, but the minute I start thinking about, I mean, I can go out to preach and I'm still working, but it's not the stress of having all of the responsibility of running this church, running this ministry, and so forth and so on. But the minute I start thinking about coming back, it's there again. And many of you operate in the same way. We are in a stressful time. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you. In one of the word, stress is care. You care about what you're doing, or you wouldn't be stressful. Hello? Now, there are some ways to overcome stress. Number one, we need to learn from the Lord. Romans 15:4 says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. See, Christians do not meditate enough in God's Word when they find themselves up against the walls, so to speak. They have failed to learn from God. We got Psalms chapter 1, verse number 2. But His delight is in the law of the Lord. That's talking about the man that's walking with God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth he meditate day and night. Meditate. What does that mean? Anybody know? What does it mean to meditate? Think about is one term, yes. Another term might be to continually let it turn over in your mind while you're doing other things. Learning from the Word of God how cast our care, our stress, our strain upon Him. Therefore, we do not have to carry it, but He will carry it for us. See, the Word of God was for our learning, our comfort, and our hope. We can learn from the Word of God how to walk in victory, overcoming that blesses us. Right? I said we learn how to do it. It doesn't just happen. How learn about working in maybe, well, let's say, how many of you work with computers? Did it just happen to read some things? You learn from reading and then putting it into practice on a computer. How many is that? How many of you know that so? How many ever tried to operate the computer without reading the manual? What happened? Got it in a mess, didn't you? If you try to operate it without, even though you were able to feed some information into it and so forth and so on, if you had the computer properly, and you try to print it out, and you haven't punched the right buttons, and it doesn't print, and all of a sudden you punch a button, and you realize that it's all been erased. It's not in there anymore. Anybody ever done that? Hands. But you read. We read the Word of God so that we may learn. And be trained. Hello? Now, as we learn, then we are comforted. See, many people want to have the comfort. Oh, Holy Spirit, be a comfort to me. But did you know the Holy Spirit can only be a comfort if He has something to work with? Unless the Lord just supernaturally overrules. And that don't happen that often. Occasionally it does. But the Holy Spirit has to work with us. You know, it said that He'd bring to our remembrance. He cannot bring to your remembrance something you hadn't put there. Comforting in certain times of stress and strain for Scripture to come to us that relieves us of our stress and our strain. But the Holy Spirit cannot comfort us with those Scriptures if we have not put them into the machine. I mean, you cannot get out of the computer something that has not been put into it. A computer will only work with that has been programmed into it. Did you know that the Lord can only work with that you have programmed into yourself. I'm talking about the Word. If you haven't put the Word in, the Holy Spirit doesn't have any Word to work with. God doesn't have any Word to work with. You must put it in. And then, you see, when we have learned from the Lord and we are comforted from the Lord, then we have a hope. What is that hope? That God will do what He said He would do. Amen? Now, we can win over stress by finding promises in the Word of God that area of need. Now, I tell people all the time, when they come to me and talk to me about certain areas that they're in and so forth and so on, I say, get in the Word of God and find Scripture to cover your particular situation at this moment. Now, if we were to have everyone in this congregation, if we'd walk out there with one of the microphones, the wireless mic, and let each individual talk about where they're at, everybody would have different stresses, different strains, different set of problems. Now, some of them would be similar, but they would all be independently different because of who we are. We are all not alone.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagen's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagen's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagen's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagen Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, the Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.
If you would like to come to our graduation this year, it is Rhema's 51st graduation. Can you believe that?
No.
Friday, May the 16th at 7 p.m. right here on the Rhema USA campus. And so if you'd like to see what Rhema is all about, it's a good time to come. If you can't come live, you can. It'll also be streaming on Rhema.tv, on Facebook, on RBTC USA, on YouTube, Rumble, and all of those venues.
If you just go to rbtc.org and get all the information that you need.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.